BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and welcome to another episode of the Believe in OK State podcast. I am Megan Robinson, joined once again by Justin Southwell and Eve Batova. And we have OSU superfan joining us this week, Tyler Seagraves. Tyler, thank you so much for joining the pod.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me. I listen to this almost every week.
Almost.
I've missed a couple, but I always catch up on them when I have to travel. So I've been saving up on them.
I mean, are you even really a super fan if you miss this podcast? What are we talking about right now, bro?
I have to keep them in the book so when I travel that I don't have to wait for something. And with Christmas coming up, I can just bank them all together.
I rewatch shows that I love so you could re-listen to a podcast that you love.
The Office.
There you go.
That's true. You got me.
I don't like The Office, but that's not the point. We're not talking about our TV preferences. We are talking about Oklahoma State football. So, yay.
Yes. For the record, all three of us in this chat, like right here, we all love The Office except for Megan. But, you know, it's all right. I digress.
I've seen like two episodes, and I just don't think it's funny. And I grew up like an hour away from Scranton, so...
All right. Well, that's a separate conversation. I'll tell you which episode to start with, and then like the sequence that you should go. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll get to that later on.
We'll chat offline. But again, this is not Fans of the Office podcast. This is the Believe in OK State podcast. So Tyler, you are an OSU super fan. Your Twitter handle is like OSU freak. What made you fall in love with Oklahoma State?
It's actually a pretty funny story. My best childhood friend at the time was a massive Oklahoma State fan. His whole family was. And so I would go to his house after church and we'd just watch the games all the time. And so just little by little, I started becoming, and I have an addictive personality. And so became obsessed with them. Well, we stopped being friends because we just grew apart. He actually became an OU fan.
Oh my goodness.
Yikes.
When he got a full ride, or I don't know if it's full ride, to OU to play in the band. So he took that and became an OU fan. And so, yeah, we don't talk anymore, but
obviously.
Yeah. But then my best friend now, he started taking me to all the games. His family has season tickets, and he started taking me to all the games because his dad couldn't make it and stuff like that. So, and they were second row from the field right behind OSU's bench. And so, like, I got that up close and personal. And ever since then, I fell in love with it.
Tyler, what year was it whenever you started going to all these OSU games?
2001 is when I went to every game.
Wow.
So started there and then, 0102. So Norman, Bedlam, and then the year after that. So 38-28 when we won Bedlam. I went that whole season, except the UCLA game I missed because I was out of town. But from then on, it was every basketball game, every football game, and then a lot of baseball games.
Good time to start.
You're not wrong. I'm the good luck charm, obviously, not Gundy.
Yeesh, man. Yeah, I mean, having been in for a couple of decades now, I mean, you definitely predate me by a long time. I didn't actually start watching Oklahoma State until about 2008. So, you know, shortly after that, you know, went on to play for Oklahoma State and all. But yeah, that's crazy, man. You're loyal and true for sure.
Yeah, it's one thing that's always been there. Even in my worst times, my best times, they're always there. They always show up every Saturday, or basketball, whatever days they come on, they're always there. So it's you have to be loyal and true to them.
That's awesome. That's
I would say the only person that I may know that loves OSU or that has loved OSU longer might be Justin, right? Like, you've basically been in it since birth, right?
Yeah, the story goes that I was moving around. My mom was having contractions every time Barry Sanders had a big play against Texas A&M. And so if he scored a touchdown, she'd have a big contraction. And then I was born later that it was later that night. So it was like around one in the morning. But yeah, I've just been 88, the Heisman year. That's when I was born. And of course, you know, just wrote it out. So
that's awesome.
Boom. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
I am a newer fan, but that's okay. It's never too late to I've never liked OU. I wasn't really a college fan until I started at ESPN because college football is not really big in the Northeast. And then I was like, I don't like OU. I like Orange better. OU's always winning. Cheer for the underdogs. And then I ended up here. So, you know, doesn't matter how you get here. As long as you get here, that's what matters.
Hey, welcome to the good side.
Exactly.
So Tyler, you are obviously you've been around the program. You've been in love with the program for over 20 years at this point. Who is your all-time favorite Oklahoma State athlete?
It's got to go. It's got to be a tie between Whedon and Dez. Whedon just took us to that next level. Obviously, our first BCS win took us to that next level, and then it just obviously Dez is Dez, and anyone who knows me knows my obsession for him. But he's just probably the best athlete, arguably the best athlete we've had at OSU.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard to argue against that. I think the first time that I ever watched Dez Bryant catch a football was when I was like, hold on, there's something about this this orange and black team that's on TV right now. Because I grew up, I grew up a UT fan, and the first time I watched them play was actually against UT. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh, I like this team. You know, Kendall Hunter in the backfield, Dez Bryant catching passes, Brandon Pettigrew was there. So I loved everything about it. Interesting about you, though, Tyler, I remember in 2014, whenever the Dallas Cowboys went to the playoffs and Dez Bryant had the catch, no catch, right? All I remember was shortly after that, I got on Twitter and I see the huge tailgate on your truck with the picture and the license plate that says 88 caught it. Please, I would love to know the genesis behind how all of that came about.
So I always did. I will go up to my grave saying Dez caught that. And I just wanted to, I just like attention, on Twitter sometimes. And so I was like, what can I do? I don't want to get a tattoo of it. I don't want to do any that's played out or whatever. So I just started brainstorming one day with actually, I brought it, I thought about it and I text, OK State Probs. We had a little back and forth. And I told him what I'm going to do. And he's like, dude, that is genius. He was like, you have to do it. And so I started planning it out. And well, custom license plates take forever to get, months and months. So I had to, all the moving parts of it, I had to wait to get that in. And then I had to schedule my appointment to get the wrap. But yeah, I got the picture and I went into the graphics place, excuse me, and I asked him if he thinks it would look good on there stretched out. And he goes, honestly, I think it would. And it turned out way better than I ever could have imagined. And so I pull over, take a picture of it, and almost immediately the Dallas Cowboys retweet it. And then it went a little bit viral at that point. But then I went down to an OSU baseball game in Waco. And for the life of me, I cannot remember who tweeted it. But some big platform person retweeted it from Oklahoma State. And it just went nuclear. Every show, everything was talking about it. So, yeah, I love it.
I had to give it to you at that point. I knew I had a Dez pop figure that was, you know, on my desk at my office. I'm a big Dez fan myself, obviously, but I was like, man, if anybody deserves this, it's Tyler. So I had to come by my work, and of course, I got to see the tailgate like in person. I was like, this is legit.
Yep, and that's when I worked for Josh Fields at the time at State Farm, and so I put it on my that Dez pop was on my desk every day, and so yeah, and I still have it. But nice. Yeah.
Do you still have the wrap?
I don't. I totaled the truck.
Oh.
Yeah. And I could get another. I can get another wrap. I have something else in the works.
Okay.
And it's going to be. Related. It's Descott related.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can share. I don't care, but it's, you know, the things you can see through, like you can put the whole thing over your window and you can still see through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that. But then I saw these back windshield wipers, because I have an SUV now. So these back windshield wipers that go like this. Well, I've seen like the Tupac one where he's doing the West Side sign when it goes up.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do the Dez one where he's throwing up the X. Every time it comes up, it's going to go like this.
Oh, that's
and
dope.
It's going to be, and I still have the 88 Caudit license plate. So that's in the works.
Amazing. Do you know if Dez has seen any, well, obviously not the X yet, because that doesn't exist, but what about the wrap?
Justin and I have had many of messages back and forth, being pretty upset that he hasn't responded or anything about it or retweeted or anything, but he was on a social media hiatus when I got it. And so I obviously knew he got tagged in a lot, but he never reached out. Well, the News Channel 4 here did a whole article on it and it was in the paper. Well, I tweeted a picture of that paper article to him and me standing with the X next to it. And there's video of it. And so I sent him that as well. And he retweeted that. So he does know about it. So I can sleep a little bit better now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved that. So you talked about, we've talked about your social media presence and how you went a little bit viral. You do have a decent number of followers as well. So transfer portal recruiting that's been going on. Do you feel any sort of obligation to use your Oklahoma State social media platform to get recruits to Stillwater?
So I don't really tweet at recruits. I tweet a lot and people see it. I don't really tweet at them. I'll just tweet their names or articles about it of people who I want. But no, I know with this day and age that people, younger kids, like the recruiting on Twitter and stuff like that. They like the mentions and stuff. But I've always talked about I've always heard, don't tweet at recruits, don't do this. So I don't really tweet at them, but I know kids search their names on there. So I will do it that way. So I won't add them.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this story. Women's basketball, one of the old coaches for OSU, we were going in for this transfer, and she really liked being tweeted at and stuff like that. She liked the recognition. And so the coach DM'd me and was telling me that. She goes, please just start tweeting at this girl, giving her props and everything like that. So I did it, and we ended up getting her. And
nice.
Yeah. And so, and she was, it's a Tasha Mack.
Oh, wow. You got, so we can say that you are responsible for getting Tasha awesome. Mack.
I'm not going to say responsible. My. I'm going to say I did tweet her and she would favorite it. But yeah, the coach DM'd me and was like, she loves that presence. She loves the notoriety of it. And so I was like, okay. And so I would retweet all the college basketball girl stuff and all that stuff like that. And I would tweet at her. And then she ended up coming here. I was surprised. Awesome. Well, not surprised, but she was a big time get.
That's big time. No, absolutely. Yeah. I think right now she's playing for, it's either Minnesota Lynx or Chicago Sky.
I think it is the Lynx, but I can't be 100%. Yeah.
It's great. So something about you and like people from Lufkin, Texas. You talk about Tasha Mack from Lufkin, Texas, Dez Bryant from Lufkin, Texas. You just, hey, we need to get you out to Lufkin, Texas. You just start scouting out talent and bring.
I'll just recruit that area.
Yeah, that's it, man. We need an area scout.
I mean,
Gundy did talk about how he foresees college football becoming a place where scouts go out to certain regions. So make sure Tyler's name is the first one in the pile right there.
Drop the resume.
Speaking of tweeting at people, did I see you tweet at Arroyo today? Was that you?
Yeah.
Saying at Marcus Arroyo, you won't.
You won't, yeah. Yeah, I do that stupid stuff all the time. I will do that to like transfers and stuff like that, that even we don't even have names, like he's that hasn't even talked about Oklahoma State or anything like that, I'll just be like, you won't to come to Oklahoma State. But no, I loved Arroyo when he was here. And we actually followed each other on Twitter until he went to Oregon. And then I think I might still follow him. I'm not sure, but no, I loved him. I loved his presence here, and I think he could be a good addition if he came back. We just got the UNLV guy.
Yeah. I saw that he kind of played a part in that too. I think that he kind of helped pitch this. I didn't really read the whole thing, but I saw something on social today about how he helped get that kid here, which I'm like, is that because you're going to come here too, coach?
That's exactly why I said you won't, because I saw the same thing you did, and I was like, couldn't hurt.
I love it. I don't think a lot of people realize just how much of a presence OK State Twitter actually has. You know, it's really a community within itself. And I think that, honestly, Tyler might be like the leader of the OK State Twitter community. I love the thing about it, like for real. And there were so many times when, you know, whenever I played back then, you know, Twitter was just still kind of new. It was still pretty new. And for whatever reason, though, everybody knew about Tyler being on Twitter, right? Like, you were the OSU freak. And I remember the first time that we met was actually at a basketball game. Justin texted me. He was like, hey, Tyler's up here. Come up here to the bleachers, meet him. So we went up there. We met for the first time. And, you know, just little small things like that. But I think that, honestly, you're a part of the Oklahoma State experience. And I love it.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's a family. It's one of those things, like I said, like Oklahoma State's always there. The family's always there. Like, we all support each other. OK State Twitter did one of the best things that's ever been done for my family ever when they raised all that money to help my sister out instead of letting me sell some of my memorabilia. So they all come together in times of need, and it's shown over and over again. So yeah, I love being a part of Oklahoma State Twitter.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know about that story about your sister.
Oh, well, we had to put my sister's dogs down a while ago, and she was on financial hard times at the time. And I was posting my Barry Sanders jerseys and everything like that to sell my autograph balls. And everyone on Twitter was like, nope, we're not letting you sell it. They started a GoFundMe, and they just raised over, I think, $3,000, and just gave it to my sister, and she paid off her medical bills. And was that, they're like, we're not letting you sell your Oklahoma State stuff. Like, we can come together and help you out. So yeah, it was a lot of tears cried when I gave that money to my sister. And so yeah, it was incredible.
That's amazing, man.
It's a great story. Yeah. I mean, you always hear, you know, people traveling, away fans traveling to Stillwater for a game. And then everyone always says how hospitable Stillwater fans are, and people here are Oklahoma State. And you don't hear the same thing about other Big 12 fan bases. So it's kind of nice to be on the positive side and not one of those fan bases where, like, well, those people are terrible.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I try to go off of, I've always heard good things about Nebraska when they're in the Big 8, Big 12, all their fans. And so that's like when I'm at tailgates, when I'm interacting with people, I want that to be their stories, not the people spit on me, throwing stuff at me and stuff like that. So that I always just try to be nicer to people, offer beers and stuff to people and stuff like that when at tailgates. So much better experience.
Unlike those people over there in Lubbock, Texas, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. Tortillas.
Can't stand it.
I have not been to Lubbock, but now it is definitely not on my list.
It's not too terribly bad, but I can see exactly what people are talking about.
Yeah. So I went to Kansas State for the first time this year, and gosh, it was obviously rough because of how everything turned out. And, gosh, man, it was like, you know, 48-0. And I'm just like, man, this is miserable. And the thing that made it worse is like all the Kansas State fans were so nice. I was like, dang.
Yep.
They're like, you know, you're just like walking out of the stadium. They're like, safe travels. I'm like, dang it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Brutal, no, man. That, just killing me with kindness.
Yeah. No, I went to Manhattan one time, and we ended up winning. It was on Halloween. we went to drive up and drive. It was the game Blackman was suspended. Drove up and we were going to drive up and drive down. And we just met up with these K-State fans that lived right on this corner house. And they were like, nope, you're not leaving. You're staying the night with us and going out and partying. So they opened up their house to us.
Wow.
We stayed there, drank on Halloween, and then went back the next morning. So
that's awesome.
Those are the stories you remember and want to talk about.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
That's a good old Midwestern ethos right there. Gotta love it.
Exactly.
Will you be heading up to Phoenix for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl?
I will not be, unfortunately. I've actually lost my job the week before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's all good. Everything happens for a reason. So it'll work out. But no, I'm not going to go up there for that.
Well, how do you feel about that matchup? First time we face Wisconsin. But I learned today we are 2-0 in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, guys. This is like our bowl.
That's right.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Man, it's with all the people holding out, sitting out and everything, that obviously makes it a little bit tougher. But I mean, I have to think we're going to win, especially now with the bet that I have going on with that guy from the Pardon My Take podcast.
I hope you get that hat.
Oh, like you guys have seen, I've been trying to get that hat for almost 3 years now.
Love
and
it.
So, I think we'll win. I think we will.
We'll make just enough plays. Confidence. I need more confidence.
We'll make enough. We'll win. But yeah. If you see my tweets, it'll be the opposite of that.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. You know that you're definitely, I don't know if you're superstitious, but you're at least a little stitious, right? Whenever you talk about some of these, you're like, hey, I'm going to tweet the opposite of what I actually want to happen, and let's hope that it actually happens. Which, by the way, Megan, that was
an Office reference. Sometimes.
I knew it was an Office reference. I've heard that one before.
Sometimes, though, he'll actually predict an interception or something like that. You're pretty good at doing that. Like, you have a pretty good feel of what may be going on in the game and almost willing something to happen positive for the Pokes.
Yeah.
So I'm always excited whenever I see something like that.
That's my favorite thing in the world to do. The open the half with a kick return was probably my favorite of all time.
Yes, I absolutely love that. I was like, oh man, I was wanting to talk about that, like do a whole segment about like your tweets. One time we didn't get to that.
What was that against Texas Tech this year? Was that the game?
Yeah,
where Nixon had that touchdown. Okay, yeah,
yeah. And what's funny is I was watching on a stream, and so I was behind, and my first reply I get on Twitter was from Justin. And it said something like he did it again or something like that. And I freaked out and I'm standing up. I'm like, we just ran it back. And they're mad because I'm ruining it. But I was like, I haven't seen it yet. I just know my tweet is going off right now. So yeah, I love that call.
I loved it.
Well, we'll have you back. I mean, we have a long off season coming up in about like a week. So we'll have you back and we can really dive into all your tweets and everything.
Okay, I'll go clean those up a little bit.
Well, you know, we'll be selective, but we can talk about everything because we do have we are going to have a lot of free time coming up after the 27th.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, Wisconsin has been to 21 straight bowls. Oklahoma State's been to 17. So I kind of like this matchup. I kind of like that it's an opponent that we haven't seen before. And guys, I mean, do you want to get into game picks or do you want to do uniform picks?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it was 21 straight bowls. That's like as long as Tyler's been an OSU fan. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, I think and Luke Fickell, I think he means business. I think that'll be good. And is there any Armstrong update? I haven't looked, but he was looking at Wisconsin and Oklahoma State. So I'm like, this could be for a quarterback. This bowl could be for a quarterback. So we have to win. I mean, got Rangel.
So we saw that the OU quarterback said he was going to transfer to Wisconsin, and that kind of played into the hand for Oklahoma State. It's like, hey, you know, there's one less spot. So sounds like Armstrong is going to be heading to Stillwater. We'll see.
Yeah. It was like, 6 days ago he said he was going on that trip. So he's going to look at Wisconsin and Oklahoma State. I haven't heard any update on it since, but
it's looking good, guys. It's definitely looking good.
Well,
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. That's all I want for Christmas is Armstrong to come to Oklahoma State. So put that on your list to Santa, kids. Yeah. But we'll start with game picks. Picks with Bix. He is back this week. Tyler Bixby's my dog. He loves to make paint game picks, but he is also terrible at it. But he went with the Pokes this week. He went with the Pokes, and I'm going to back him. I think that it was a rough end of the season, but I think we have the guys here who want to be here and want to win and are going to go out fighting and swinging. And I think it's going to be a good one in the desert, but I think Cowboys are going to walk away victorious.
Yeah. I would say so. I'm definitely picking Oklahoma State to win. Basically the same thing that you just said, Meg. It seems like the ones that are sticking it out legitimately want to be a part of this program. They want to take us to new heights. So I'm picking Oklahoma State to win it. I don't know how high scoring of a game it's going to be. My score prediction will probably be somewhere around 24-21, Oklahoma State pulling it off. Now, with that being said, my guy, Jabbar Muhammad, is gone. That's the one that hurts me the most. You've heard me talk about him so many different times. To see that he entered his name in the transfer portal just really was a bit of a gut punch, right? I don't know how good Wisconsin's receivers are, but, let's hope that we can lock him down on defense and that our offense can go out there and, put up some good points.
I think their leading receiver has around 600 yards. So,
okay. Yeah, that makes it feel pretty good.
Yeah. Their leading rusher has like 1,100. And you know how we dealt with Deuce Vaughn and Bijan Robinson, but it's fine. It is fine. Brock Martin's going to go out with the bang. He's going to get like 7 sacks. It's going to be awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. And I don't know how, I'm not like super deep into Wisconsin season to see how it all played out, but based on their schedule, it looked like they had a pretty similar season to Oklahoma State in the fact that they were doing pretty well for a while. And then it seems like the last 5 or 6 games just completely nosedive, weren't scoring a lot of points. So yeah, I think Eve, you're probably pretty spot on as far as 24-21, somewhere in that range. Now I will say in the last 8 bowl games, Wisconsin is 7-1. And the one that they did lose, they lost by 1 point. So they take bowl games pretty seriously, it looks like, with Luke Fickell being his first game. I think maybe similar to what we saw with Notre Dame. They got like their brand new coach playing against Oklahoma State. And I just think there's so much value with Coach Gundy being there, that continuity year after year. So I'm definitely going to go with the Pokes. I love that score, Eve. I love 24-21. I can see it being even closer though, like maybe 21-20. Cardiac Cowboys, Cardiac Badgers, they probably got something going on up there, something similar. So, but Oklahoma State, for sure. I hope I can stay awake.
Same.
Yeah. I'm definitely going Oklahoma State to win. And I was thinking a 3-point game, kind of like you said. I'm going to go ahead and stretch it. We're going to win by 7. So I will say, 28-21.
Nice.
For some reason, I do think we'll stop the run. And I know, like what you said, that we're not great. We haven't been great at it. But for some reason, I think we will step up and stop it. As you mentioned, the people who want to be here are here. They're playing for a bowl win. Keep it going. So I think we're going to pull this one out. And I'm going to get that hat.
I want to say that Vegas has Wisconsin -3, right? So Wisconsin -3. If we go ahead and, hey, between the four of us, put our money together and we can get this thing done and I'll become rich, right?
Hey, Tyler's going to get a hat out of the tail.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a hat out of it regardless. So, he's good.
Yeah, for sure.
And for one last time this season, we can quickly go around the room, give uniform predictions. I went with my gut on this one after Justin asked us really quick to do it. I'm going to go gray, shadow peat, orange, gray. Have not seen much gray this year, so that's what I'm going with.
That would be wild. Yeah,
let's do Absolutely. It. It's a bowl game.
I think we go with my favorite combination, which we haven't seen all season long. I think we go with a black, orange combination with the curse of Cowboys on a helmet.
Ooh, the Bedlam 2021 combo.
That's right.
Good combo. Good things happen.
How do you do that?
Well, that one's tied to a core memory, so that one's a lot easier.
That's true.
We've worn that combination 2, maybe 3 times. So
3 times total, yeah.
Three times? Okay, yeah, there you go.
We wore it against Kansas State in 2019 and Kansas in 2011.
We're going to do an episode, Justin, where I'm just going to be like October or week 7, 2022. We're not 22, 2013. And you'll be like, that was this combination.
I don't have it down to the dates.
We'll study up and figure it out. Or I'll just be like Texas Tech 2004. And you'll be like, that was white, white, orange with the
easy one toss up
flame helmet logo.
Oh my gosh. The flame.
Hey, I'd like sorry. Go ahead, Justin.
Well, I was just going to say for the bowl combos, it's been a while since we've actually been the home team. Last time was 2018. We played Missouri and we wore all black. So I think we're going to see something similar. All black seems to be like the go-to bowl combo for the most part whenever we are the home team. I know that actually in this game, it was the Cactus Bowl back then. We wore orange, black, orange against Washington. But I think we're going to see all black again because Wisconsin is wearing all white. I'm pretty sure of that. So the all black versus all white, you know, you can't beat it. It's just a great, great uniform combo matchup.
Tyler, thoughts, predictions?
I am the world's worst at this.
So am I.
I'm horrible, but I was going to say all black with the cursive Cowboys, which nice, is my favorite helmet. I love the cursive. It's the best.
I like the cursive too. It's sleek, but yeah, we'll see. I just went wild and gray. Let's get some gray in there for a change.
I hope you win just because it'll be like wild, like Justin said.
Yeah, we have not seen much of that at all.
I'm coming for Justin Williams' job.
Yeah, we haven't seen gray, orange, gray since Baylor 2011. And that wasn't even with a Shadow Pete, so that was a good game, though. Homecoming beat RG3.
That's right. Yep. Nice right there.
I just feel like Shadow Pete on the gray is a really good combo.
It's a good look. I'm envisioning it in my head right now. It looks good. Yeah. I wonder what it is about that. We gotta talk to Justin and try to get some requests in. And that's Justin Williams, the equipment manager over there.
Yes, Justin Southwell has nothing to do with uniforms, although he knows all. It Sadly. Is not him. We might work on that.
Unless he does.
Hey, Justin Williams, what are you telling us? If you need a consultant, hit me up. I'm free.
You're listening.
We'll tag him on this episode.
I want teal. I want a teal football uniform. I think that would be like the basketball American teal. Yes. Would that not be like, do like orange, teal, orange? Yo.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Miami Dolphins.
There's no teal in if they could do that.
But if you get some, but don't they? No, it'd be different because it's a different teal. It's more of a blue teal. The Dolphins is more of like a green teal.
Okay. Yeah. Aqua.
Yes. So, but we'll, it's more of a turquoise. There we go. The turquoise, because that's the whole point with the jewelry. But I digress. Enough with the tangents. That's it for this episode of the Believe in OK State podcast presented by Bet Online. I'm Meg, Justin, and Eve. And thank you, Tyler, for joining us. I hope you all have a Merry Christmas, happy holiday, and we will see you all after the bowl game.
Go Perfect. Pokes. Thank you all for having me.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas and go Pokes.
Go Pokes.
Go Pokes, baby.